Chapter 19. We decided to remain several months in London, this wonderful and celebrated city. I was occupied with obtaining data necessary for the creation of the woman. I began to collect materials for her body. We quit London on the 27th of March, remaining a few days at Windsor, and banging about in its beautiful forest. I had neglected my promise for some time, and feared the monster's disappointment. He might wreak vengeance on my relatives. I told Clerval I wished to tour Scotland alone. Henry asked me to write often. Having parted from my friend, I decided to visit some remote spot of Scotland, and finish my work in solitude. No doubt the monster followed me. I settled on the remotest of the Orkneys. Hardly more than a rock, whose high sides were continually beaten by waves. The soil was barren, and the mainland was 5 miles distant. On the island there were 3 miserable huts. One of these was vacant. It contained 2 rooms. The thatch had fallen in, the walls were unplastered, and the door was off its hinges. I ordered it repaired, bought some furniture, and took possession. I lived unmolested. I devoted the morning to work. In the evening, I walked the stony beach. As I progressed in my work, it became more horrible. During my first experiment, a frenzy blinded me to the horror. Now I went to it, in cold blood. My labor was considerably advanced. I looked towards its completion with hope, intermixed with forebodings of evil.